Yorkton. There is a possibility the city of Yorkton will be selling the building which has been the longtime home of the Yorkton Public Library. We've had an offer, confirmed Mayor Mitch Hipsley in an interview with Yorkton This Week last week. It is a private company interested in purchasing the existing building, which eliminates future maintenance and capital improvement costs to the city, noted Hipsley. The private company would pay taxes in the neighborhood of $60,000 per year. A public notice in YTW detailed Yorkton Council is considering an option to purchase the property for $1,500,000. The advertisement called for submissions from the public regarding the potential sale. Those submissions were presented Monday at the regular meeting of Yorkton Council, and a standing room only gallery. Most there in response to the library had a united voice in telling council not to sell the building, which would necessitate a library move. It is incredible to see council chambers full, said Hipsley, adding he had not seen it before in his time on council. Administration reported they had received 7 written submissions, all in opposition to the sale and move, and that the mayor had received others. The city manager had also taken a number of calls in opposition. Hipsley then asked if anyone in chambers wished to speak in favor of the sale. No one came forward. But when it came time for verbal submissions against the sale, there was a rather long list of those going to the microphone. Doris Mabin with the Yorkton Genealogical Society, which meets at the library, was the first to speak. Mabin said the immediate concern for the group would be access to meeting space in the new library, which had been suggested would be in the Gallagher Center in a space about one-third that of the current library. The issue of a smaller footprint in the Gallagher Center location also brought into question what the future of the current history room, home to much of the information relevant to genealogical work, might be, noted Mabin. Last week Hipsley had noted if the sale moved forward it would necessitate finding a new home for the library. Hipsley said space upstairs at the Gallagher Center, currently vacant after housing physiotherapy offices, has been discussed by council in camera, taken in camera as a property matter. The provincial recommendation, not regulation, for a library serving a community the size of Yorkton is 10,000 square feet, said Hipsley. The existing library is 16,000 square feet. Tammy Hall said she was in chambers as a library lover. Hall too questioned the greatly reduced space being suggested at the Gallagher Center, noting in the current location she sees every inch as well used. As it stands, there is varied programming at the library, with varied groups using the space, said Hall. Those may disappear because they don't have room, she continued. Hall said since January 1 there have been near 16,000 visitations to the library, with near 2,000 attending programming. Hall said the proposed location just doesn't work in her mind. In reality, 6,000 square feet is not enough, she said. Keith and Debbie Hayward said losing the current centralized location for the library isn't a positive either, because it would limit walk-in access for many. As the library is today, it is something of a hub of activity, said Keith Hayward. Space was also a concern for the Haywards as members of the Yorkton Horticultural Center, which also uses the current meeting rooms. The couple also noted their past involvement with the Yorkton Film Festival, which has had lots of screenings at the current location, which they added have been very successful too. The suggested move came as a surprise too, said Debbie Hayward. For library users, the proposed move is a blow, she said. Debbie Hayward said a library is a key community asset. A good city needs a good library, and we have that, she said, adding a library as access to knowledge for residents. Carol Bolt also noted the proposed move came as a complete surprise. I thought this can't possibly be happening, she said, adding she thought, this is ridiculous. They can't do this. Bolt wondered what happens to space such as the Partners Gallery, which was created in part with a bequest from Sandra McCall, and the area funded by the Yorkton Tribal Council, if the library moved to a much smaller space? There's no way in God's earth you're going to get all the programming in there, she said. Bolt also picked up on the thread of how a library reflects a community. A good library reflects a good library, she said, adding Yorkton has a good library now. As for the proposed sale and move, Bolt summed it up simply suggesting, this is an insane idea. Melissa Higgins said she has always loved the library, for the opportunities it provides for community enrichment. Higgins said some things need to be done for the good of a society, and not necessarily because of monetary value. This is not really in the interest of society, she said. Parking at the Gallagher Center, especially at times when other events are going on, and access to library for those with disabilities maneuvering through a busy Gallagher Center lobby were also themes mentioned by various speakers. By the end of the process, more than 20 people took to the podium, all opposed to any sale or move. Councillor Darcy Zaharia said he has been opposed to the sale, a position he said fits with the calls he has fielded since the possibility of a sale was made public. I don't see any benefit going to the Gallagher Center, he said. Zaharia also suggested the matter wasn't handled in the right way, in terms of the community being made aware of the sale. Ashley Stradsky, director of finance with the city, did note the deal is not complete and the building has not been sold. The final decision is likely to be made at the next regular meeting of council in 3 weeks. Mayor Hipsley said the process Monday was a real eye-opener. While suggesting the city needed to look at the offer to buy the building, something that fit his election campaign platform of watching city finances, what's best for the city community-wise, must also be considered. In the case of the library situation, there is no benefit to moving to the Gallagher Center, said Hipsley.